Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now, it's Ursula Mencius. Ursula, you are the founder of Ursula Inc. You're found on the web at ursulainc.co. Ursula, it's great to have you.
Josh, thanks for having me. I've been looking forward to this conversation. Love what you're up to.
Thank you, as have I. Well, Ursula, before we kind of start talking about your superpowers and what you do in the world and kind of how you work with your clients, outside of work, what have you been into lately? What are you geeking out on?
Yeah. Scootering.
Scootering? What?
Yeah. So a couple, about a year ago, we got our son, who's 11 years old, a really cool scooter, age appropriate, his size, all the things, right? And then my husband's like, why don't we have scooters? And I said, I don't know. Why do we not have scooters? So he got us scooters, adult size scooters, Segway scooters, actually, which is a cool, fun brand, but they're scooters. They're not the Segways, right? They're actual scooters. And so we scooter all over as a family now. And it is so fun. In fact, over Christmas break, we drove to Texas because we live in Minnesota. It's cold here in the winter, right? We can't scooter. Drove to Texas so we could scooter. And then over spring break, we did a 4,000-mile trek, which we also love to do, across the United States, all the way to Washington and back. Wow. And we didn't scooter, but we took our scooters along and we scootered in warm states wherever we could. And it's just a fun way, Josh, to be on the ground and see things you wouldn't normally see. Like, we scootered by the ocean in Washington. How cool is that?
What, so for someone who's like wants to look this up and see some examples, like what are the brands or like, yeah, what would Segway. They search for?
I don't even know. Like, I think Lucas might even, my son might be the small kids Segway mm-hmm. scooter, but ours is the adult scooter and, it goes pretty fast. It can go pretty fast, but, and of course, just side note, we all wear helmets. We're big on safety. Like, be careful because you can definitely get hurt hitting some bumps and yeah. Things like that. But yeah, scootering as a family, like, just has been incredibly fun. We live on a small lake in Minnesota and we scooter mm-hmm. around the lake all the time too. It's just, and we see our neighbors, we see friends. It's like a fun way to be out and about together.
So roughly, do they go, are you talking about scooters that go maybe about 20 miles an hour
right.
or faster?
Right. I think we top out at about 25 and okay. Luca tops out at about 13 miles an hour.
Maybe. Do you do stand scooters or sit scooters?
They're standing. You stand okay. up on them. They're just a little,
Yeah.
Well, electric then, scooters. Electric
yeah. So
scooters,
then these are going to yeah. be the kind of scooters that you can rent in, you know, most correct. Downtowns and okay. Yeah. That end up being thrown all over the place. And
that drives me crazy. I want to go pick them up and put them where they're supposed to be. Exactly. Yeah.
No, you know, we did that in Washington, D.C. So the whole
I've
family.
Heard that.
Just, oh, yes. So fun. I mean, that's like a perfect city to scooter around in because there's just so many things that normally you're going to spend all day walking. So, you know, you can just kind of bebop from place to place really super easy. And I'll tell you that was back in the day when we were really into Pokemon Go too. So it was oh boy, could you rack up the Pokemon?
I bet. You're the third person who's told me Washington, D.C. is like a scooter capital because not every city is big on scootering. Let me tell you, we've had to like kind of sort through, but we want to go to, that's on our list. Yeah.
Highly recommended. Well, so Ursula, let's talk about the work you do. And by the way, I want to mention that you are a renowned podcaster. Your podcast is called Quantum Revenue Expansion. Ursula, you know, maybe kind of evoke your podcast, if you will, but tell us about what your next up level is and the work that you do with folks.
Yeah. I mean, right now, everything for us is AI. Like, how do we help our clients use AI for quantum revenue expansion? So we're talking about it on the podcast. We're doing classes on it. Like, we've integrated AI into everything because we just don't want our clients to be left behind. And I was anti-AI like a year ago. I'm like, oh, it's creepy. The robots are taking over, you know, all the things. And now I'm super geeking out on it. I can write my custom GPTs. We're creating agents now. Next up is agent swarms, which I didn't know up until a week ago exactly what that was. So just writing that right now to really help our clients because I don't want them to be left behind. And it's not to scare people. It's just that world is going to change so fast. I've had some think tank experts on my podcast, and they're like, get ready. You know, not that much is going to change probably in 6 months, other than your chat GPT is going to get smarter. But 5 years from now, it'll be interesting to see which companies have survived. And I do think it's the ones who have really embraced AI.
I like the idea. Listen, you could be scared if you want. It's irrelevant. Like
I know, right?
you could it, listen, how many years, how many days, weeks, months, years would you like to be scared? Because it's your fear is not going to change a thing. So it's, you know, like it or not, this is the reality. So
Yeah.
you can either lead, adapt, die. I mean, it's kind of up to you, like what you want to do with the reality of the situation. But I'm sorry, we now have, you know, motorized vehicles on the road now. It's not going to just be horse and buggy anymore.
Exactly.
So,
It's that level of revolution and even more than that, right? It's not like, oh,
oh,
it's the
yeah.
internet. No, this is something we've never seen before in terms of how quickly it's going to revolutionize the world. I don't think we have any idea what's coming. But to your point, the more we can embrace it and I believe have fun and be playful with AI, the more it's going to benefit your business, your community, your clients.
You'd mentioned a couple of terms. Do you mind maybe just talking about agents and what agentic AI is, agent swarm? Help us with some terminology there.
Sure. So I started out just at the bottom of AI, like everybody else, right? And learning using ChatGPT. That's kind of my favorite. And then I started building custom GPTs, right? Which literally can do some of the heavy lifting for you. We have positioned it so our clients build GPTs to bring in more revenue to their company, like coming at it from that perspective. From there, we started to build agents and we built sales agents. And what I mean by that, it's literally like a bot, right, that interacts with clients through our emails and through our sales process. AI swarms, we're not there yet. I haven't built an AI swarm yet. I anticipate in the next couple of months we're going to do that though, but that'll be like a team. We're going to create a bot team that's going to be interacting probably on the sales and marketing front and helping clients understand what we do so we can help them. So that's the next level. And I'm sure there's much more coming after that, but that's kind of what we're looking at right now.
So the way I understand that, right? So an agent is going to be designed to do work, gather data, do outreach, write content, like do things. Like,
Do a job,
and
yeah.
each agent has generally a specific task. What you don't want to do usually today is give one agent 20 different roles. Like you say, no. Your job is just to create social media content. Like I've seen some good YouTube videos. So like for social media, this would be a great use case of using agentic swarms, right? So you're going to, you know, have one person do all of the research, have one agent do all of the, you know, the alignment with your thought leadership and make sure that everything is in a, you know, so it's like a, more of an editorial guide and then kind of coming up with those, the actual content. Then you have someone that's responsible for, you know, kind of a final check or whatever, one agent that's responsible for scheduling it then, you know, or, and then one agent that's responsible for monitoring feedback or whatever. I mean,
Yes.
I'm so bad.
No,
That was
that's
just
at
off
the
the
like
top of
they're
my
doing
head.
handoffs, right? They're handing off to the next, but
Yes,
just doing
yes.
one job at a time right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then you get them. And the important thing is you get them working with each other and also against each other, right? So this is what this agent says. I want you to push back on this and make sure that it meets your standards for what your role is, just like you would hope a well-functioning, you know, a highly functioning team would do. You know, we're all here to make each other better. Does
Yeah.
that sound kind of
I mean, listen, Josh, we're all figuring this out, right? I
yeah.
think what you just said is a beautiful description of how that's going to work. And I think the key is like they would each do one they. It's so interesting. Are they theys? I don't know. But they would each do one task, kind of do handoffs and be like a team focused on getting, you know, one project done at a time. Over time, that will continue to expand.
So
When you, or so I was good. A different way that, like, one thing that I think someone could do right now, and I highly recommend this, is if you're not doing this, just in ChatGPT. ChatGPT is probably my go-to. It's my number one. I also use Google. I use Perplexity quite a bit, and then of course all of the AI-enabled tools that are out there. But one thing you could do right now, like on this idea of having multiple kind of chat entities kind of working with or against each other, is you could set up a project in ChatGPT. And I do
Sure. Yeah.
this. So I have one for our SaaS platform that we're launching in a few weeks in beta. And so what I designed is basically a C-suite in a project. And so I'm looking at it right now. I've got a CMO, I've got a UX specialist. I've got my own personal CEO coach. I've got a sales strategist. I've got a CFO. I've got a CTO. And then I've got a handful of other ones, ancillary, some other technical things of validation and double checking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now in the project, they all have visibility to each other, but again, separate roles. So then they can see each other. So again, you want to, like, hey, this is what the CMO is saying. You're the UX person. What do you think about this? And then again, you get them
Yeah.
working against each other. Don't try to do it all in one conversation. It just
Yeah.
gets way too muddy.
Well, that and that's really pretty advanced. I think a lot of our clients are using projects right now on a sales with a sales focus, right? So they're running things through there to understand what is my client asking for? What's this conversation saying? And they're training it from a sales perspective to understand what the conversation is. So if they're having a back and forth conversation, what does my client really want? What's their real pain point? And it's been amazing because they've been able to identify it much faster and then continue to have that conversation with the client. So that's kind of a taking projects in. For me, I like simplifying AI because you can get like what you're talking about, that would blow some of my clients' minds. Like, in our community, we're maybe not quite ready for that piece, but using it from a sales perspective, yes, they can get that. And then I think what you're doing next level, then they can understand how to use it that way.
Yeah, well, listen, for a launch, I could not imagine. Like, we had, as of when we were recording this, we had a ChatGPT outage for half of a day.
I heard about that. I wasn't using it at the time, but we heard about
Yeah,
it.
I only needed it a little bit during that time, and I'm like, ooh, wow, this is really showing me, kind of how, I was able to do some stuff, but otherwise, I'm like, I'm just gonna wait, man. I don't want to. Are you kidding? I don't want to write all this copy from scratch. I want to be able to
I know.
work with AI and be able to. And by the way, in terms of, like, I think one of the very first use cases that people will have with AI tools is creating copy, because it's so easy to do that. However, there are absolute best practices on that, and you can absolutely see when an amateur just got their hands on AI, based on kind of what they sound like or what their copy looks
Sure,
like.
sure.
There are better processes. I don't know if you want to talk about that at all.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it all kind of starts to sound and look the same out
Yeah.
there in email. So you got to be careful about that. We created a how to write juicy emails GPT pretty early on and built a knowledge base around it. It was just super simple, super easy, but then it could be molded for our clients so it actually worked for them. But that was one of the things that, in the instructions that we built in is don't make this look like everybody's AI. Don't, because sometimes in the AI, it's like you'll see if this, then this, but you want this instead of this, so then this and this. And it's just very formulaic. So you do have to be careful of that, but you can train it. That's what's great about AI. You can build a knowledge base. And so we took all of our years of emails that we've had professionally written, that we've written, and built that into the knowledge database just to help our clients. And even from there, though, I told our clients, like, listen, from there, then it's still about you teaching your AI how you want it to sound. So when you get the first email, you're like, this is exactly what I want, or this is terrible. This doesn't sound like me. Here's what I would change, right? And then continuing to massage that to your point, for sure.
Well, Ursula, tell me about the work that you do with your clients. Like, what how do you how do you serve them? Are you coaching? I mean, obviously I see you've got courses, you've got products, and you're a speaker. All right. How do you engage with folks?
Yeah. So we have a program called the CEO Table where there's two coaches. I'm one of the coaches, our other coach, Rebecca Hall. We coach together and we love the power of the two coach model because our clients get the real great 360 of business. Rebecca loves finance. She loves systems. She loves operations. She loves team building. A lot of things that I like, but I'm not, you know, that I don't get super jazzed at.
You and me both.
I love mindset, sales, marketing. Yes, you can hear it in my voice, right? So we really balance our each other out with our clients and we're able to move them even faster because of it. So we have a program called the CEO Table, and that's for clients who are around, you know, a early like six figures, multi six figures, want to go to seven figures. That's the sweet spot where they get to play mostly service-based businesses.
Yeah. And listen, we just have a couple minutes left. I know you've got a ton of resources. Like, it is really easy to get to know you and build a relationship with you on social and beyond. Do you mind, Ursula, maybe talking about, you know, for our friend that's been listening to our conversation right now? Yeah, let's come spend some time with me. Here's how that looks. Where do they go from this podcast?
Yeah. So we have a resource page that I'm hoping you can just put in the show notes. That's probably easiest. Okay.
We have to our friend listening, just click around in your podcast app, click the little information button. Can you just keep clicking on stuff? You'll find it. And there'll be a link. It should be hyperlinked for you. Just click that so you can follow along. I'm sorry, Ursula, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I want to say, Josh, I want to thank you because you inspired us to expand what we were offering. So you get to go to the page. You don't have to give us your email address. Thanks, Josh. I love that.
Yeah. So please, listen to our friends who hide everything behind gates and all that other stuff. What are you worried about? Treat your friends like adults and they will treat you with trust and like a fellow adult. Anyway, thank you. Yeah. I agree with you.
It's a paradigm shift for people because we get into habits and we just think there's one way and we forget, right? We don't think about it. So it was a good reminder. So on the resource page, we have a couple of gifts for all of your listeners. My book, One Great Goal, which is really about clarifying what you want, because so often I think we can get stuck in like, I want all these things, but what's my one great goal that's going to drive everything? And then I've also included our multi six and seven figure scaling roadmap. So for those clients who are like, really do want to go to seven figures, it's broken down on how we've helped other clients break the seven figure mark. And then my other book, my USA Today bestselling book, Up Level Now, giving that away as well. All eBooks, so you can download that immediately. If you want to come and hang out at our next AI class, that does require an email address because you have to register and tell us that you're coming. But we have a class coming up called Double Your Monthly Revenue Now using AI. It's been super popular and we dig into the nitty gritty. Like, if you haven't been playing with it a lot, but you're like curious, or I know I was like kind of embarrassed because there were certain things I didn't know about. No shame in the game. Come and play. We're going to show you how to set it up, how to build custom GPTs, how to do some of those things. It's a free offer and you can secure your seat on that page as well.
All right. UrsulaInc.co, the podcast to our friend listening right now. Just search for Quantum Revenue Expansion with Ursula Menches. You can find that in your podcast app. And then, of course, the resource page, which we've got all linked up. Ursula Menches, again, founder of Ursula Inc. Ursula, it's been a great conversation. Thank you for joining us.
You're so much fun. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads,
and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.